based on Italy's fabulous comic theater, the Commedia dell'arte.
Now, some of you may not be too familiar with the Commedia dell'arte.
That's correct. So perhaps we should start by giving you some idea of what a commedia is all about.
Good idea.
A song.
A dance.
A pair of baggy pants. That's what you expect from a commedia. A sticky situation, a ridiculous romance. That's what you expect from a commedia. Some fun.
Some farce.
Some what?
That's F-A-R-C-E.
Oh.
An evening of hilarity, on that you have our guarantee. And if the jokes are frivolous, we hope you won't object. It's the commedia. What did you expect?
Good evening and welcome. My name is Pedro Lino. Ordinarily, I spend my days as a servant to my master, Pantalone. Tonight, however, I have been chosen by virtue of the short straw to be your guide through our commedia. When you become confused by the elaborate plot twists, I will explain all. When you are left distraught by the hectic pace, I will soothe your shattered spirits. And when you groan at the bad jokes and the weak puns, I'll groan along with you.
Some puns.
Some jokes.
Some very funny folks. That's what you expect from a commedia.
Some bogus hocus pocus as the focus of a hoax.
That's what you expect from a commedia.
We're going to make you giggle and we're going to make you groan.
You're going to get your nickel's worth of tickles to the funny bone. And if we lack decorum, well, we mean no disrespect. It's the commedia. What did you expect? No gag too low. No joke too old. No story so hoary it can't be told. A little mirth is worth its weight in gold.
We're weird.
We're wise.
We're masters of disguise. That's what you expect from a commedia. With multiple identities we change before your eyes. That's what you expect from the commedia.
In case you may be wondering, we'll tell you where we're from.
The National Endowment for the Art of Pandemonium. And by the time we're finished, if the theater is wrecked, it's the commedia. It's the commedia. What did you expect?
And so, Pedro Lino is at your service. I will lead you through our fanciful tale of a gold coin, a ruby ring, and a gaggle of geese. Our story begins with a little magic, and from after that, things get even trickier. But don't worry, I promise you a happy ending. Signorini and signori, we've a story here to tell, and our setting is an ordinary square. Over here's the house of Zani and his servant Arlecchino, and my master Pantalone's over there. Here you see the village fountain, don't you find it rather quaint? Don't try to drink the water, though I fear it's merely paint. With some artificial greenery, the scenery's complete. Now it's time to meet the people living there.
Hey, Pedro Lino, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
Here we go. Magic is my favorite habit, as in my hat I find a banana.
A banana?
It's not a rabbit, that's a banana.
It certainly is.
I think I need a new
hat.
That
was trusty Arlecchino, just in case you couldn't guess. You could never find a better friend than he. Though he tends to be a bumbler, there's no humbler guy I know. And I'm always glad to have his company. When he tries to do his magic, though the trick is not to laugh. You should have seen the time he tried to saw himself in half. Though he always goes for broke, his hocus pocus is a joke. He's got ravioli where his brain should be. And now it is time to introduce you to my master, Pantalone, a man of great wealth and even greater foolishness. And if I know my master, he's very angry about something.
Adelino, I am very angry about something.
Yeah, see what I mean? Well, what's the matter, noble master?
Where's my ring?
Your ruby ring.
Yes, my ruby ring. Where is it?
Well, it's over at the jeweler's.
What's it doing at the jeweler's?
Well, you sent it there.
I did no such thing. Now I'm dining with a countess tonight. I want to wear that ring, so fetch it for me. Don't
right.
stand there. Go get the ring.
All right.
Hurry, I want it now.
There you have the master of our play. He's always on our backs. I wish that he'd relax. thinks that he's the boss, but little does he know, the servants are the ones that run the show. Perhaps to you, we seem a motley crew.
That's what you expect from the Commedia. But when it comes to comedy, we know just what to do. That's what you expect from the Commedia. It's a trick we've had the knack of ever since the Renaissance. You've got to give the audience exactly what it wants. And when we're through, we know that you will cheer for all your worth. Viva la Commedia!
Come on, try it with us, folks.
Viva la Commedia!
One more time!
Viva la Commedia! The greatest show!